Morning. Good to see everybody out this morning. If you're a visitor, we're really glad to have you with us. Glad to have you joining us and being a part of our worship this morning. And traditionally, the way that we do things here on Sunday mornings is the 9 o'clock service lasts until about 9:30, and then we have a prayer and dismiss to our Bible classes, and then we come back together and have another worship service. But this morning, we're going to do things a little bit differently, and I'm going to be doing a lesson that I call a scripture presentation. This is the second time I've done it. Some of you, hopefully, maybe remember the first time I did it, and it was met with generally positive reviews, and people asked that I do something similar again. And so this morning, we're going to do something similar to that. And all that is, and I'm just going to give a really short introduction because I want to get to it before I run out of time, but all that is where I have pieced together different scriptures and really different phrases from different verses to form a cohesive lesson, but it allows me to present a lesson without being the focus of it, or without my words being the focus of it. And the reason I really like doing that is because I think it puts the emphasis where the emphasis needs to be. And sometimes it's really helpful to just listen to God's word and just let Scripture explain Scripture and just take a moment to just be impressed with how God explains himself thoroughly and completely throughout the Bible that we have. The lesson this morning will be titled, Lord, Teach Us to Pray. And that's in keeping with our yearly theme this year as we try to focus on prayer. And it'll be centered around the model prayer that Jesus gave in Matthew chapter 6. So, as the same as last time, if you want the full transcript of all the verses and all the citations, I have that and I can email it to you. I'll post it on the Facebook group if you're a Facebooker. But without further ado, I guess we'll begin with the scripture presentation. And as soon as this is over, we'll just dismiss to our Bible class. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place. And when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites. For they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do. For they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this, our Father in heaven. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth? He is the Lord, our God. His judgments are in all the earth. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. His invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world. The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, made from one man every nation, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. Yet, he is actually not far from each one of us. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. For there is one God, the Father, from whom are all things and for whom we exist, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we exist. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one Father, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Call no man your father on earth, for you have one Father who is in heaven. His name is the Lord, Father of the fatherless. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Once not a people, but now God's people. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. You have received the Spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. Pray like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling. Your heavenly Father is perfect. He who called you is holy. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. But the Lord of hosts, him you shall honor as holy. Let him be your fear and let him be your dread. God said to Moses, I am who I am. The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, this is my name forever. And thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. For you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord, our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. Let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Lift up a song to him who rides through the deserts. His name is the Lord. Exult before him. I will cause your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore, nations will praise you forever and ever. So will I ever sing praises to your name, as I perform my vows day after day. Who would not fear you, O King of the nations? For this is your due. For among all the wise ones of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is none like you. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. He is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. Pray like this. Your kingdom come. A kingdom that shall never be destroyed. It shall break in pieces all these kingdoms and bring them to an end, and it shall stand forever. Now, therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will gather them from all the countries, and I will make them dwell in safety. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for their own good and the good of their children after them. I will make with them an everlasting covenant, that I will not turn away from doing good to them. And I will put the fear of me in their hearts, that they may not turn from me. I will rejoice in doing them good, and I will plant them in this land in faithfulness with all my heart and all my soul. At that time, I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Jesus came, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Seek His kingdom. The kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power. The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. Jesus said to those who followed, I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews, but my kingdom is not of this world. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. The Father has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. For in this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Truly, truly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Truly, truly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Listen, my beloved brothers. Has not God chosen those who are poor in this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which He has promised to those who love Him? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. To Him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by His blood and made us a kingdom, priest to His God and Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. The kingdom of God has come upon you. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. I urge you, walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. Walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into His own kingdom and glory. when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then will he sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. And then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Pray like this: "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Jesus said, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." And he knelt down and prayed, saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling to the ground. And he said to all, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother." And the world is passing away, along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. For you have need of endurance, that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Pray like this: "Give us this day our daily bread. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Ask, and it will be given to you. Which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. I have been young and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or the children, his children begging for bread. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing with these, we will be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. With my voice I cry out to the Lord. With my voice I plead for mercy to the Lord. I pour out my complaint before him. I tell my trouble before him. Two things I ask of you. Deny them not to me before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny you, and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. O Lord, there is none like you to help between the mighty and the weak. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rely on you. Pray like this. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Truly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Forgive your brother from the heart. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Why do you see the speck that's in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that's in your own eye? If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. You are a God ready to forgive, gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Who is a God like you? Pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Pray like this. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. Sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must rule over it. Give no opportunity to the devil, for we are not ignorant of his designs. Jesus said, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. And he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. So that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Pray without ceasing. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. And now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name. We are strangers before you and sojourners, as all our fathers were. Our days on the earth are like a shadow, and there is no abiding. Keep forever such purposes and thoughts in the hearts of your people, and direct their hearts towards you. Thank you very much for your attention, and at this time, we will dismiss to our Bible classes. Thanks a lot.